Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Tess.
So to start off with, as we understand, your Pinup Girl show is an exploration on binaries between masculinity and femininity. Why is this so important to you?
Well, the body of work, Pinup Girl, is a response to my experiences as a feminine woman. So, you know, it's a contemporary feminist perspective on gender. Because, you know, we all have masculine and feminine sides to our own personalities and, you know, our existence moving through the world. So, yeah, my practice basically addresses that.
And now this Girls at Gaffer project, it sounds amazing. Why did you want to get involved?
Well, basically, Gaffer has a great reputation for reaching out to emerging and established artists. They make life really easy for artists being involved, actually. And the fact that this particular round was only women identifying artists, I just thought it was a great idea and a great initiative to get, you know, a lot of artists their first real show in the world as well.
Now, I guess either within your piece, Pinup Girl, or within the others that are being displayed at Girls on Gaffer, do you have a piece that you believe is most important, or do they all tie together?
Well, a lot of my work is very diaristic, like it's about my own experience and stuff. Some of them, I think a lot of them are very relatable to any kind of audience, whether you're involved in the art community or not. It's just about being a person moving through the world. But, yeah, a lot of my work, I mean, the feature piece is called Feminism, and it's about, you know, being seen as submissive and feminine, and the body language of the piece completely negates all of that, all those gender norms and assumptions that we seem to experience in the world, despite your, you know, your gender or your sexuality.
And so why do you think an incorporation of diversity in media is important for this show?
Well, I think it's important to have a diverse amount of, like, opinions and, you know, representations of the human experience. It really enriches our culture generally, and it also enriches the individual's understanding of gender, and is not, you know, really important just for acceptance and, you know, moving through the world. I think it's really important to have diverse experience.
And
it'd be boring if we were all the same, right?
Oh, for sure. It definitely, definitely would. And looking forward to the future a little bit, I guess, you know, taking a look into the crystal ball, how do you see Sydney's art scene moving forward? Do you think we'll see more events like this?
Well, if I have anything to do with it, yeah. I also perform as a drag king. So, you know, we know that queens, drag queens, they've been groundbreaking and breaking down gender norms. But that's the flip side of my work. So my artwork is all about the feminine. And then I have this drag king persona called Adam Apple. So that's exploring the masculine side as well. So I actually have a few of those shows coming up as well.
That is amazing. We'll definitely have to grab you back at some point to get into that one a little bit more in depth, because I feel like that's a whole other issue that deserves its entire focusing on separately. But just before I do let you go, Amy, where can people get involved? Where can people go and visit Girls at Gaffer?
Well, the show, all four exhibitions, the whole round, is open until the 31st of July, so that's a Monday. And you can catch that at Gaffer, which is on Clarence Street. If you want more info, you can head to gaffa.com.au. And then if you want to see more of my work and my upcoming events, I have a website. It's just amyelizabeth.jp.
Amazing. And we'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks again for having me.